You can do it. The time is now. Let's get to it. Just believe. Just believe. Just believe.
In an ever-changing world, Life Changes Network presents the authentically entertaining voice of truth and inspiration. This is Life Changes with Filippo, with the always unforgettable, ever insightful conversations that captivate our fascination and insatiability for the inspiring moments of real life journeys. As we, as one, strive for higher planes of existence and a better understanding of our true selves and the world in which we live. Always remembering, life changes. This is radio like you've never felt before. Good for all and all for good. And now your host, the MC, the master of change, Filippo Voltaggio.
Let's get to it, indeed. This is Filippo Voltaggio on Life Changes with Filippo here on the Life Changes Network through the BBS Radio Network. And we are looking forward to having another first on Life Changes Network here, and that's a sculptor. He's an artist. He's... how should I put this? Some people were asking me, why would you have an artist on Life Changes? What is Life Changes-y about an artist? Well, first of all, in my opinion, artists are what help us change our lives the most. They help us see the world in a different way and therefore help change the way we see it, sometimes in a positive way, sometimes in not such a positive way. And of course, we get to pick which artists we follow. This artist in particular, I think, is positive all the way around. I've had the pleasure of meeting him and having a lengthy conversation with him and learning so much about him and his values and what he tries to espouse. As a matter of fact, listen to this. His mission is to celebrate every day through honoring the artistic and entrepreneurial spirit of his family. How many people talk about family these days? Finding and generating beauty, demonstrating respect for the environment, inspiring other artists by example, and supporting charitable causes through international and cross-cultural collaboration. Now, I think you'll agree that is Life Changes-y indeed. His name is Dustin Otterbach, and he is a native of Southern California, the fifth of six children. He credits his parents' own work ethics, creativity, and stable upbringing with providing him the sense of freedom to express himself. As an artist and sculptor, Otterbach uses reclaimed materials. This is one of the best things I love about his art. Actually, no, I love the actual art, and what it's made out of, I think, is one of the most fascinating parts to me. He uses reclaimed materials in his works of art in order to inspire sustainable and responsible practices. Now, Otterbach embraces his affinity for painting on reclaimed metal by allowing the weathered patinas and textures of the metal to guide his colors, stories, and intricate tonalities. Otterbach cuffs, he's got cuffs, like bracelets and wearable arts, like necklaces and all that, are wearable versions of his signature works on metal. As a matter of fact, I've seen and know that a lot of celebrities wear his work and have his work hanging in their homes. So without further ado, we're going to come back and we're going to talk to the man himself, Dustin Otterbach, here on Life Changes with Filippo right after this.
True performance takes more than just working out. Every day we demand more from our body. But what does your body demand? Hunger is not your body's call for empty calories. It's your body asking for nutrients it's lacking. It's time to reward your body with Boku Superfood, made from the world's finest organic ingredients, vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and essential trace nutrients, all developed naturally and organically from nature's most nutrient-dense foods. Boku Superfood is quite possibly the best thing you can feed your body. So listen to your body. Reward it with pure, raw, beautiful food. Boku Superfood.
Clean water is not enough. Reverse osmosis, distilled water, and most bottled waters are devoid of naturally occurring minerals. They are acidic, unstructured, and hard to absorb, and rob minerals from the body. IonWays ionizers produce a super abundant supply of powerful antioxidants in each glass. Ionized water has a reduced molecular cluster size and a negative charge, hydrating you up to 6 times better. Water from an IonWays ionizer will help you restore your body to its natural pH balance, boosting your vitality. An ionized water more effectively flushes acidic toxins from within your body. Drink the healthiest water available today. IonWays Water Systems, their water changes everything. To learn more about IonWays Water Systems and how you can own one today, visit our website at lifechangeswithfilippo.com and click on our sponsor page. You are listening to Life Changes with Filippo on the BBS Radio Network with your host, Filippo Voltaggio. You can visit us online via Twitter and Facebook and at lifechangeswithfilippo.com. That's Filippo, F-I-L-I-P-P-O.
It sure is, and here I am live. And in just a moment, we'll have Dustin Otterbach live with us here on Life Changes with Filippo. I want to take this moment to say a couple words about artists. I'm glad we have artists. Talk about, again, life-changing. Artists actually help us remember that we are all artists. It's interesting to me how some people say, well, you're a singer. Well, no, yes, I am, actually, but that's a part of me. And in that way, I am showing artistry. And art comes out of me through my singing. It also comes out of me as I am interviewing and in the skillful or creative or interesting way that I do the art of interviewing. My father, for example, was an artist. He was a teacher. And his way of teaching was considered an art by so many of his students. And he had students high level in the government and throughout the world, actually. And they praised his artistry of teaching. My mother is an artist in the kitchen. And her work is never the same from one dinner to the next, from what plate to the next. So art, and that's not the only thing she did. She also sewed, and she sewed like an artist. Her dresses, the clothes she made, they were all different. They were all unique. And her artistry showed in that. So artists remind us in a way that we have the art within us. And so many people don't understand it when certain artists do one thing and then they do another and they say, well, why would they do that? Well, it's an expression. They're trying to express. And interestingly enough, at Life Changes Network, we received a book from Jim Carrey's publicist, David Langer. And it's actually Jim Carrey's book that he authored for children called How Roland Rolls, and it's illustrated by award-winning artist Rob Nasson. Now, talk about people and artists that are changing the world. I just wanted to read a little bit to you that's written inside the cover of Jim Carrey's book. As a father and grandfather, Jim Carrey knows there's nothing more important in our lives than the well-being and future of our children and grandchildren. Nothing more important than making them feel loved and worthy of our involvement. While this is a lighthearted, delightful read, Jim wrote How Roland Rolls, the book, with a meaningful purpose. Carrey believes that parents help their children feel worthwhile by being completely involved, spending moments together that are only about them. Through the loving attention of parents, children gain self-worth. Through the innocence of children, parents rediscover the wonders of life. Through stories, we make our children feel secure, and that good conquers evil. All the characters in a story are part of ourselves, and of course, so through stories, we gain self-knowledge. And that is just an excerpt from what's in the inside cover of why Jim Carrey wrote this book. And it's a book about a wave who, let me see, I don't want to give it away, so I'll just use their words. How Roland Rolls is a story about a wave named Roland, who's afraid that one day when he hits the beach, his life will be over. But when he gets deep, he's struck by the notion that he's not just a wave. He's the whole big, wide ocean. The story shows humanity's interconnectedness through the metaphor of a wave in the ocean. And that's called How Roland Rolls by Jim Carrey, and we're happy to make mention of that so that if you all are interested in that book, you can go out and get it. I believe it's already in stores and or will be soon before the holidays. So actually, I don't have time to read books lately, but it's a child's book, and I thought, certainly I can read that. So I sat down and read it today, and I thought, how fitting to bring it up actually today when we have Dustin Otterbach on the show, because Dustin actually helps us think of the interconnectedness of life. When I was looking at his art, what some person might call junk or something that has quote unquote passed its time, Dustin sees new life in it and brings it back into life. And maybe it never was dead at all, but it was the way we were looking at it. And so How Roland Rolls, Jim Carrey shows that when the wave comes to quote unquote end its life on the shore, it actually realizes that it's part of the whole big thing. So helping us remind us of that in a way is artist and sculptor Dustin Otterbach, who's with us now on the phone. Dustin, welcome to Life Changes with Filippo.
Hi, Filippo. Thanks for having me.
Oh, actually,
can you hear me?
Yes, can you hear me?
Oh, yeah, great connection.
Oh, okay, good. you're welcome, and I've been wanting to have you for the past, whatever, year and a half or so since we first met, but you're a busy guy, and we've been booked, but here we are finally, as I'm glad we are.
Oh, yeah, this is great. I love that story about Roland. That's very inspiring, you know, the way, you know, life just keeps going and gets bigger.
Absolutely. And so too, I thought it was appropriate because life keeps going with the things that people might have thrown away, but before, through your art, but before we get into that, you're an artist. When did you decide that you were this kind of an artist?
I decided that I could actually keep doing this type of art about 12 years ago. That's when I dropped everything else that I was doing to make money and make money off of my artwork.
And so, but this has been with you a long time before that. How old were you when you started to
tinker? I was a little kid. As long as I can remember, I've been picking junk out of the trash, collecting broomsticks. I was collecting broomsticks for a long time as a little kid. And not too long ago, I was just at the Art Basel, and I saw, of course, a collection of broomsticks done as a piece of art. And just amazing how long ago I had collected those, what a big collection it was. But I had saw that I had that ability, but never saw it as a career. And then when I fell into it as a career, it was life changing. There was no turning back.
You know, that's so interesting. And one of the reasons why I'm so glad you're on the show today is that we have been missing models of what the possibilities are for us. I know back when I was a kid, and maybe you too, there was, you could either be a fireman or a doctor or a policeman or something, right?
Yeah. Yeah, that's very true. And it was kind of scary to me to think about that, you know, that not very much freedom there. It was going to do your job. I mean, a fireman, that would be a great job. It seems like they could do a lot of good for people, and they're liked by a lot of people. So it just wasn't in my, I didn't see that in my future. I was an entrepreneur, and from there I went to do what I love, which I'm 12 years now, and it's just a blessing to be able to have the people around me that I have that support me, and just the lifestyle. It's unbelievable lifestyle.
Well, it's also
it's a lot of hard work.
It is a lot of hard work, but it's also a blessing to the people that get to, I know, work with you and get to own your pieces. I've heard comments from people about your artwork, especially that night at the gallery opening. So just before we move on, actually, we're going to break in just a minute here, but just before we move on from you as a child, so you were collecting broomsticks. Did you know why, or did you think it was odd, or did you think it was normal, or what was that to you?
Well, it was the colors and the aging in the broomsticks that I was attracted to, and then I thought, I just saw value behind them. But I like to collect things and group them, and they became more effective. So you have one broomstick that's yellow, and you have another one that's red, then you have another red one that's got more patina and different, and you just kind of group them together, and it just becomes this beautiful collection of old. Some of them are beat up, some of them have been painted on twice, or just different, you know, just different colors and textures through each one. So I saw it when I was young as art and a collection, but I just didn't like things going to waste.
Wow.
So I saw something that you could get, that you could do, put them into another life, you know.
You know, and I like that the whole is greater than the sum of its parts in what you just shared.
Yeah.
Yeah, they were more when they were together than they were necessarily individually. Well, when we come back, I kind of want to know, not to harp on this, but when we come back, I want to know if everybody thought that was a cool thing that you were doing, or if anybody thought, what the heck is he doing, and why is he doing this? Go be a fireman, for God's sakes, or whatever it is. So we'll be back with Dustin Otterbach here. And actually, before we go, if you want to check out his work right away, you can go to otterbachart.com, and I'll spell that for you. Otter is O-T-T-E-R. It's actually one word, his last name, Otterbach, and Bach is B-A-C-H. So O-T-T-E-R-B-A-C-H, and then art, art.com. We'll be right back.
Are you like many people who want to make positive changes and improvements in your life and in the world around you? Do you ever feel like there's something holding you back from achieving your true potential? Join Stefan and Shaylee Schifeidel with the Tad James Company, the world's largest NLP, coaching, timeline therapy, and hypnotherapy training institute. Get ready for a life-changing experience that will give you the tools to transform your life through positive change and will help you create the future you want now. Their training programs are designed to provide you with the revolutionary knowledge, skills, and techniques necessary to effectively create long-lasting and life-changing effects. Discover more about neuro-linguistic programming and timeline therapy at www.nlpcoaching.com or call 888-440-4823. That's 888-440-4823. You are listening to Life Changes with Filippo on the BBS Radio Network with our host, Filippo Voltaggio. You can hear tonight's show and all our past shows, which include luminaries such as David Wilcock, Mariel Hemingway, Giorgio Tsoukalos, Marcy Shymoff, and Shadow Stevens on our archive page at our website at lifechangeswithfilippo.com. That's Filippo, F-I-L-I-P-P-O.com. Remember, you can also connect with us via Twitter and Facebook, and now in our own community at lifechangesnetwork.com, where real people come together to share real life in real time. That's lifechangesnetwork.com.
Well, talk about real people. This is Filippo, and we're talking to Dustin Otterbach, the artist. And that's one of the first things that I recognized about him. He's a real people. And I liked that because, as you'll find out a little later on, but he has been embraced, his art has been embraced, and him in all kinds of communities, especially around celebrities and art patrons. And he, throughout it all, he has remained a real person and knows who he is and what he's doing and why he's doing it. And later on, we're going to talk a little bit about his charity work as well. So as you can see, very life changes kind of guest. Dustin, of course, as you said, a lot of hard work. And so these changes didn't necessarily come easy or even overnight. But I got to ask you, did anybody ever say to you, what the heck are you doing? What is this? Get rid of it.
Oh, yeah. well, in the beginning, this came from, of course, collecting junk again. And it was after I had been pretty successful with service companies, which I was just doing because I'm pretty good at marketing, and I got my flyers out there, and I had a window cleaning business and a valet parking business and auto detailing business, all these under one umbrella, and I just kept getting bigger and bigger, and I didn't see my future there. So I wanted a little break, so I went out to the desert. My parents had a place out there we go vacation at, and I saw in the paper there was a desert cleanup. So that just kind of inspired me to go out and, you know, clean up the desert and help, you know, help the community out a little bit. So through the cleanup, I came across a 1972 Ford hood. It kind of bubbles around to the fenders. So out in the desert, they do a lot of shooting and target practice and stuff. So this was just target practice, and it's just been Swiss cheese. The whole thing was like Swiss cheese, just holes all over, and it was a great patina of turquoise. So I took that back and put an orange backdrop behind it with some recessed lighting, and all the orange and through all the holes glowed like burning embers.
Mm.
Right away, I was just like, wow, I could do something with this. And my brother was growing up. He's, you know, always telling me to do this or do that or something different than what I was doing. But he was really inspired by this. And he's like, man, you take that to LA or, you know, art gallery, you get a lot of money for that. So there it kind of clicked a little bit, and I, from Laguna Beach, art community, and I knew a few art gallery owners, so I went down there and started talking to a couple of them. I told them what I had and what I was doing. It wasn't the right fit for their place, but they knew where I could take it. And I got it in their front window, and sure enough, the piece sold within a few days. And that was my big life-changing experience. That's where I started selling business that I had and creating art for a living. And at that point, then my parents and everyone else around me is like, wait, you should hold on to some, you know, security net. And I said, no, if I work as hard as I do at all the other stuff that my art, and I'm consistent at it, then there's no way I can fail.
Awesome.
I started within the first year, and I had a gallery within my first year of doing art on PCH. And the first month I sold 19 pieces. It was incredible. I thought I was, you know, the most famous artist in the world already. So I'm not knowing the art world and what else it took. So then I just kept going from there, and had opened a gallery in Las Vegas and just met great people along the way, and had started sculpting more and more because I'm pretty handy with tools, and products and things like that. So just finding a lot of different materials from wood to glass, leather and metal, and just kind of integrating all three of those together.
Dustin, you skipped one of my favorite parts of the story. You skipped one of my favorite parts. What did your dad think of when you brought this piece home originally from the desert?
Oh, yeah, the truck hood. My dad was, he pretty much said, you know, where you have a day to get rid of that thing or I'll get rid of it for you. So then I did. I got rid of it. I took it back to L.A. or Laguna Beach. And from there, after I sold it, he knew how much I sold it for. So then he's going around telling all of his friends, and I get all these people collecting hoods for me and bringing me junk. And, you know, next thing you know, he thinks it's the greatest thing. And then, you know, from there on out, he knew that I was a hard worker, and that once I found my passion and my dream, that I would just keep going with it. So it was hard for them for the first year, but after that it got easier and easier. And then it's just gotten, you know, my mom has just been very proud lately. And so,
you know, I have to say, I was almost going to go at, do that. But then I just realized that, just like I said earlier, that there weren't the role models for you. There weren't the role models for them. So they just wanted your security and wanted you to, you know, not have to worry about all, you know, life and living.
Yeah. If I would have been doing art on a computer and doing graphic design, it would have been a little bit more stability, I guess. But, you know, like you were saying, there's artists all over, whether you're cooking or, I mean, you look at the labels when you go to the grocery store, every package an artist did that. I mean, even design the package, the cars that we drive, the signs, the roads, the buildings that we live in, you know, everything is done by an artist. So, it's kind of funny how that word is, people think it's a scary thing to do, but there's so many. And I made the move from Orange County, from Laguna Beach, and the funny thing was there, people would, they would ask what you do, or what are you doing for work, and I would tell them I'm an artist, and they would say, well, that's nice, but what do you do for work? How do you make money? So, and making the change just from an hour south to LA it's amazing. It's the people here, just, they're much more open-minded. When you tell them you're an artist, it's right away, they know a lot of different artists, whether it's dancers or, writers or whoever in the industry here, set designers. I mean, they're all artists. There's so many different mediums of artists, and it's a lot more acceptable.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting. It might even be acceptable out on the ranch if people understood the word. Maybe an artist is just somebody who's just really truly following their passion, and they make an art out of every moment of their day, or at least whatever it is that they have passion for. Someone can make an art out of swinging a rope and catching a bull or whatever. I don't know. I'm trying to make an example of something that normally wouldn't think of as art. But technically, if you capture that moment in a photograph, you go, well, that's beautiful art. Well, the guy that actually did the rope trick, whatever, was an artist, technically. I don't know what I'm saying. What am I saying, Dustin? You're the artist.
No, I understand. Well, it takes everything to make the art happen. So for me to find that first piece, it took guys shooting up car hoods out in the desert to really make it click, you know. So it wasn't just, it's the person seeing it, but then it's also the people that are doing it to get those people to see it.
And the person that created that bumper to begin with many years ago that went on the original car, right?
Exactly. Yeah, it goes. And then the person that painted the car, the different colors, they have the layers. And it just, there's a lot. The story behind found objects and stuff, it just goes forever. I just did a piece that was from these families, they lost their whole farm up in Wyoming, and they only had, like, tools left. And so I made pieces for the whole family. And it was just really, like, because there's a story that each one of them worked with these tools. Now that they can't use them anymore, but they were just, they weren't something that you could just lay around to enjoy. So I made sculpture out of them. And it was really cool. I like keeping history and sentimental things for people like that.
Wow. Well, we'll talk about sentimental things. When we come back, I'm going to want to know why family is so important to you, and that you would actually put it in your bio and your mission, that is to celebrate every day through honoring the artistic and entrepreneurial spirit of your family. Not a lot of people talk about that, and certainly don't make it the very first sentence that they lead their work with. So when we come back, since that's important to you, I want to know why, and I have a feeling it's going to be important to more people when they hear your reason. We'll be right back with Dustin Otterbach, and again, his website is otterbachart.com, otterbachart.com.
Listen to these words. He would not be beat by forces too fierce for man, woman, or beast. As the going got tougher, his courage increased. It's a little story with a big message, a message that speaks to children of all ages. It's about believing in yourself, overcoming obstacles, and never giving up. It's been called a masterpiece, one of the finest children's books ever written, and a true children's classic. Shadow Stevens has been called Dr. Seuss for the 21st century. His big little book, The Big Galoot, is a story about bullying. Bullying has become an American epidemic, and The Big Galoot talks about it in a way that will touch the heart of a child of four and a grandfather of 104. It's the story of a little boy with size 42 hands, the biggest hands anyone has ever seen, and the kids laugh at him. Then the laughter turns mean. They mock him and trip him, and much worse. But throughout it all, Warren Galoot says, I'm a galoot, but I have good luck. You can't get me down. I never give up. A second grader named Chandler said, I thought it was the best funny book I have seen in my life. And we agree. Whoopi Goldberg said, this is a great story. Bravo, Shadow. The Big Galoot is available now as an ebook exclusively on Kindle Fire on Amazon for only $3.98. We strongly urge you to get it for your children, your children's children, or as a gift to yourself. Its message speaks to all of us. Have good luck and never give up. Go to Amazon.com and search for The Big Galoot by Shadow Stevens.
There are self-help seminars costing thousands of dollars guaranteeing miraculous transformations. There are compelling speakers and life-changing weekend experiences where you can walk on fire. They all deliver revelations that guarantee you'll come back for the more expensive revelations filled with even greater wonder next month on Fiji. We get addicted to positive, heartfelt, expensive theater. What we really need is a jumpstart, an awakening, someone who can give us a reminder that everything we need lies within. Through inspiration and practical knowledge, Dorothy Donahue helps people get grounded and motivated, inspired and energized. It's not just words and affirmations and the power of intention. It's a mindset brought about by a tangible, transcendental experience, an audio-visual, physical, spiritual experience that helps us realize we transform ourselves. We get tools to become the conscious co-creators of lives of unlimited potential. Find out more. Go to DorothyDonahue.com.
You are listening to Life Changes with Filippo on the BBS Radio Network with your host, Filippo Voltaggio. You can visit us online via Twitter and Facebook and at lifechangeswithfilippo.com. That's Filippo, F-I-L-I-P-P-O.
Well, we're back, and we're having a conversation that I'm very much enjoying with Dustin Otterbach, who's an artist and a sculptor. And you know, Dustin, before we went on the quick break there, we were talking about artists and how they're more respected out here. And yet, at the same time, not necessarily. And out here being, of course, California, and more specifically, Southern California, Los Angeles, Hollywood. And not necessarily because there are the jokes about the starving artists, and there are the jokes about the actors that are really waiters and all of that. And I think a lot of those people, and myself included for a short period of time, aren't really artists in that field. They just want fame. In my case, I wasn't looking for fame in that field, but I set out to be a singer, and I, a singer I was, and I am an artist at that. But when agents saw me and I had a certain look and they thought I could act, and I could, but that's not where my passion and interest lay at the time, they would send me on auditions for acting. A couple sent me on auditions for modeling. And so had I continued down that course, I would have been a waiter, because I probably wouldn't have made it in that field, because at that, the agents were just looking for fame and money for me. And that wasn't my path. So a lot of these kids, or even adults that come to Hollywood or Los Angeles and say they're artists, are just people looking for, just put me on TV, I want to be famous, and that's not necessarily an artist. What do you have to say about that?
Yeah, it's really funny that you say that, because I had no idea what I was falling into. I wasn't going for the fame at all, but it's really interesting how you get put around all these famous people, and you are somewhat famous as an artist, because people want that, and they're inspired by you and what your lifestyle is. But my intentions were never to strike the fame. I would have thought of something else. I had no clue that I was an artist. But it's after I became an artist, I saw the different things that people, of course, come to LA and try to become famous for, when they're going towards the wrong thing. And I was just blessed to be able to fall into this and not know what I was going into. Even if I would have gone to school for art, I don't know if I would have pursued it as a living, just because all the barriers that they put up in front of you. I've just dealt with a lot of people that go through school, and they don't lift you up as a business. They want you to still go out and work for somebody, illustration or something safe. And the art that I do, you can't go to school to be taught what I do with assemblage art. So it hasn't made it to that point yet. So it's a little bit more freedom for me, the way I had fallen into what I do, and it's just taking it from there and recognizing what you have and making the follow through and just making it consistent. And it's a passion. If it's not a passion, then it's going to show up eventually, that it's just, you can't do it anymore. You know, it's work.
Right. Actually, I heard a great quote from a singer, Jennifer Lewis, recently, who said, more importantly than you can have anything you want, she says, but you got to know who you are. Because if you're sitting in the back of that limousine and you don't know who you are, then it doesn't matter. A lot of people that quote unquote get lucky and do get on TV or become famous for something, but then they realize they don't know who they are, then they're in worse shape. But you know who you are.
Yeah, and that was the most comfortable thing in my life, was knowing that I had something for the rest of my life. That's who I am. That's what I can do, regardless. You know, it was like there was nothing more. And I was 28 years old when I found this out, which I was lucky. I was thinking about maybe doing it when I'm retired from whatever business that I had, and just doing art like that and for myself and friends. But now that I've created so many pieces, it just becomes more and more, and it's exciting to wake up every day just to be able to, you know, work on that next project or work on that project to finish and see what I've created.
Wow.
So, and it's just always, it's always a different thing. You're always creating something new. It's not, you're not following what you've done before. You're creating something totally new, and you're working with new materials and for a different cause a lot of times too. So when you're working for a cause, there's different inspirations in that, which can lead to a lot of stuff too. So,
you know, I definitely want to get into the inspiration, and as I mentioned before the break, about family. But before we get off this celebrity thing, the reason why I bring this up, one of the core reasons, is because knowing who you are, you know, you're able, it takes one to know one. When you've been, let's face it, you've been around some of the biggest celebrities in the world because of your art. And I think part of it is because they recognize in you that you are, you're real, you're the real thing. And I think they want a piece of that, not just your art. But what some of what you shared with me, and you can mention some of the celebrities that, that you've been around. I know people love that, but please don't mention what we talked about. When you mentioned that you felt that this person was truly real and this person truly gets it and this one is completely honest, or, you know, 100, you know what I'm saying? Like, you could see that in people. And that's one of the things that really impressed me about you.
Yeah, it was. I mean, there was, you know, I've been around a few celebrities, and one that really, you know, really inspires me is Willie Nelson, and just the, his lifestyle and the way he teaches his kids, and just the charity things that he works on and believes in, the storylines of his music and everything, the way he touches people. It was just an honor to be able to meet him. And also Carroll Shelby from he invented the Shelby Cobra Mustang. And these two guys, I love old American stuff, you know, and them too, they're two of like the biggest American idols to me in, you know, in our history. And it's just, it was just such a great feeling to be able to work with those guys and be able to help them in what they're doing, and for them to be able to help me in what I'm doing.
Mm.
So, yeah, it's just the celebrities, and then the artists that have been there for me to, you know, to support me in my art shows, and different artists that I've worked with have really kept me, you know, in that, you know, feeling good about what I'm doing, because it is, it's hard for, you know, I had Shepard Fairey show up one of my art shows, and he's a really big artist right now. And it's just really, it's really great when you have that support of the artists also that are coming and mm-hmm. showing up to your things like mm-hmm. that. So
I'm sure. Well, speaking about support, tell me, real quick, why this family, why the honoring of the family is so important to you?
Well, honoring the family is, that's why I'm here, is because of my family. So, and my brothers were all my coaches at one sport or another. They were a bit older, 8 to 12 years older than me. So I had three older brothers, and they were all my coach in at least one sport, if not two. So I really respect my brothers growing up, looked up to all of them. And my parents just gave us the freedom and stability with the house that we grew up in, and six kids. And it was just, it was a lot of stability and a lot of love. And yeah, it was just that the stability and the freedom that my parents gave me of what we wanted to do, we could do anything. And it was a little scary for them after I was 28 years old and I had built a business and then gone into art, but they still were there to support me. They still said, if you ever need a roof over your head, we're here for you. So mm-hmm. that was a lot of freedom, which a lot of people in life don't have from their parents, you know, to be able to go back home if you need to, and to still have that love. Or to even want to go back home, you know.
Right. So,
some kids don't want to go back home. But, yeah, it was, you know, it was that freedom to, you know, to do that. And I never really had to do that until, you know, they need me more than I need their home, you know. So right now I have opened up a studio out in Arizona, and I have a lot more space, but I'm out there to take care of my mom. So
that's beautiful.
It's really expanded my art career a lot more because I have more space and I can collect a lot more junk. So I'm not a hoarder, but it's all working material. So it's great, though. I have a big junkyard and a lot of space.
So it's worked out. It's worked out well.
Yeah.
We're gonna take a quick break, and then we'll just have a few more minutes together. And during that time, if you will, I'd like to talk about some of the charity work that you're doing and this really interesting project that you've done that I actually saw on YouTube about the elephants and the children's book and all of that. You can prepare what you want to say about that. I'd love to hear it when we come back here on Life Changes with Filippo with our guest tonight, Dustin Otterbach. We'll be right back.
Are you achieving your highest potential? Do you know what that looks like? Louise Ashby Life Coaching makes it a mission to bring balance and abundance to every area of your life, giving you the opportunity to do and be all that you've dreamed. Anything is possible if you just believe. Contact author and motivational speaker Louise Ashby for your complimentary session and see if her individualized style is for you. You can email Louise at louiseashby.org. That's LOUISEASHBY.org or telephone 323-592-3181. That's Louise at louiseashby.org or telephone 323-592-3181. Life Changes with Filippo is a premier radio show presented by Life Changes Network, which is a company whose team has dedicated their lives not only to positive change, but to helping others observe and embrace, honor, and even celebrate their own changes, thus enabling a more positive, inspired life and helping to create a more positive and inspired world. From everyday people to corporate giants, celebrities, and children, we are here to help and to serve. With heart and experience, we bring our message and positive intent into your home or corporate office, and even through appearances on your favorite shows. If you wish to learn more about Life Changes Life Coaching and a private consultation with one of us, corporate event appearances, or if you would like us to appear on your radio or TV shows, visit lifechangeswithfilippo.com and click on our representation page.
We're back. This is Filippo on Life Changes with Filippo. .com, I was going to say, and I can say, and we're talking to Dustin Otterbach, sculptor, artist, and all-around great guy. Dustin, I've been telling people that they can go to otterbachart.com to learn more about you, but actually they can actually go to your galleries, right? You have a couple and a new one in Venice now?
Yeah, Venice on Abbot Kinney Street. It's 1118 Abbot Kinney.
1118.
It's a really cool space. Yeah, I have an outdoor sculpture garden, and it's just a really great space. Great food, really close to the beach. I'm really blessed to be on such a good spot and such a good, nice street.
Well, one of these days when you're out there and you have an opening or, you know, some time or something, let me know. I'd love to come out and see the space and see you again and enjoy each other's company for a little bit.
Yeah, I will.
So let's talk about some of the charity work. First of all, why is doing charity work so important to you? And I know you do a lot of it.
Well, the charity work, it connects me to the people that are doing things to come together and make a better world. So what I have to offer is art. And some people make a lot of money. They can offer money. Some people, you know, can offer a production for the charities. And what I like to do is art. And it's to donate art is, it's just, it's a gift. It's a gift to them. And it's the people there that are either auctioning, bidding on the auction piece of art or are also there for that cause. So it's just, it's a great group of people coming together for a good cause. And I do the JDRF for juvenile diabetes research. That's a really big one for me. And I've just recently started one with Elephant Parade. And it's just been a great adventure, great people, great cause. I mean, elephants are very important to the world and our history, and it's the Asian elephants. So there's not really much support for the Asian elephants. There's a lot of support for the African elephants. And they put on just a really good exhibition for the artist to be able to follow, and it makes it really easy for us to create something beautiful for a great cause. And so I created an elephant that's going to, he became a character, and his name's Jack. And Jack made into this elephant, which is B-52 bomber. I put wings on him, and there's over 4,000 rivets in the body and the wings. And he's also got a bomber helmet with some goggles. I did larger goggles, and I did eucalyptus bark for the skin and then painted over that, so it's got some skin for the texture. And just a lot of reused materials, old airplane gauges in the cockpit, some ammo boxes. And now Jack's going to be able to live on and fly around to be able to teach and protect all the other elephants. So through this, they've invited me to do another one in Hong Kong. So the next one is going to be, I'm going to keep the same theme going with elephants that can protect. So I believe they need wings. And the next one's going to be a time machine, and he's going to be very wise. So that's the one that I'm going to be creating for Hong Kong in the fall of 2014. So okay. These are life-sized baby elephant sculptures out of fiberglass, and each artist can either paint on them or sculpt with them. I decided to sculpt, and when I did it, the eyes just came to life, and he just became this character that is like you want to be friends with. So that's where we're at right now with the Elephant Parade. Is right now its exhibition is in Dana Point, California, and it goes till November 17th, the auction will be at the Dana Point Marriott. Mm-hmm. And Sotheby's is the auction house for this, for the Elephant Parade, which is a very recognized auction house.
Yeah, that's so huge.
I'm looking forward to it.
That's awesome, actually.
I hope we raise... I'm sorry?
No, go on.
Yeah, I hope it raises a lot of money to protect the elephants.
You know, that's awesome, actually. When I was looking for something on you on YouTube to see if there was anything I didn't know about you, that's the thing I found that I didn't know that you had done, and I found it on YouTube. So if anybody wants to see it, it's Jack by Otterbach, Elephant Parade. But if you put... Dustin Otterbach in there and you put Elephant Parade, you'll find it. And it shows Dustin putting Jack together. And then it ends with the back of Jack and all the rivets. And, you know, he's seems like such a lovable character. And did you say that they're going to make a book about this, or you are, or something?
Yeah, well, we're through the process. I saw it coming to life, and I saw the character that he was. Sorry about that. I saw the character that he was, and it had to become a story. So I came up with a brief story, and it's kind of, this is my brief story about him. But he was sold to the American Circus, and then he escaped after a couple of years and met up with an airplane builder, Tim. And Tim helped him build this suit to be able to protect him and all the other elephants. And through this, Tim and him becoming friends, Tim could never pronounce his Asian name, so Tim gave him the name Jack.
Mm.
And that's how Jack became.
I like it.
Thank you.
I can't wait to see that book, and then we'll be talking about it like I just did at the beginning of the show about Jim Carrey's book. So let us know when that comes out.
Yeah, that'll be really cool.
Let us know when that comes out. Dustin, you're a real thing, a real person. I felt that the moment we first met, and your art is very inspiring, of course, very beautiful and awe-inspiring at that. And so I'm glad that we've had you on the show and gotten to share your stories for many reasons. And one of them is to hopefully inspire other artists of whatever kind they are to recognize the artistry within themselves and to follow that. Whatever path that may lead them, hopefully a positive one of personal exploration. And may they find as much favor in their work as you have found in yours.
Thank you. I hope so too.
besides inviting people to come check out your art and have a piece of your art for them to wear or collect or what have you, is there any last words you'd like to share with all our fans and audience members?
Just never stop believing in the power of your dreams.
Wow. And there it is.
So whatever you dream, it's going to come true.
And if someone tells you to take your dream and get rid of it, you can remember Dustin's story about his father telling him to take that piece of art or whatever he thought it was then before he knew it was art. And Dustin, in the last minute we have remaining here, you know, you're not bragging. I'm the one that's asking, but I happen to know you might have thought you might have gotten a few dollars off of that first piece of art, but do you mind sharing with the audience how much that very first piece of art sold in that gallery in Laguna Beach?
That sold for $12,500.
And I think that's a great way to end the show. So there All you right. go. And you should have been proud of yourself, and more power to you. So with that, Dustin, it's been a pleasure. I look forward to connecting again soon. Thanks for being on the show with us tonight.
Thanks for listening, everyone. Bye.
All right. So this is Filippo Voltaggio thanking you all for listening as well and reminding you all that as your life changes, we're here for you. Ciao, everyone.
You have been listening to Life Changes with Filippo, with the master of change, Filippo Voltaggio. Listen live every Monday night at 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on the BBS Radio Network and visit us online at lifechangeswithfilippo.com. That's Filippo, F-I-L-I-P-P-O. Today's show has been made possible in part by our sponsors, IonWays Water Systems, Change Your Water, Change Your Life, and Love and Miracles with Dorothy Lee Donahue. To learn more about them, visit the sponsor page of our website. Once again, join us here next week as we consciously explore and embrace the only constant, life changes.